Everyone, well, this is our BBS Creation Lightship Healing show tonight. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the date is 3/4/2017. So let's clear the energy off of this date. And can you say what happened today? We're looking at different events from the past. So what is out there?
Okay, yes, Ron. Two very interesting things that it's a coincidence, too. In 1861, on this date, Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated president of the United States, of course. And in 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt was inaugurated as president, and that was during the Depression.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, very good.
Well, yeah, and I thought I added in, you know, during the Depression because, we actually have a testimonial about doing the Depression clearing tonight, and I thought it would be an interesting subject to talk about Depression and the Depression. So, yes, it would be great if you cleared the date for us, Ron, and activate the light beings.
Here we go. We're going to clear this energy. For the date, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. Energizing them stronger, 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 and stronger. And think of a situation that you're dealing with. We'll clear that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. It's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, everyone. It's a wonderful night to be listening to Ron. We'll have some sample healings tonight, but the high point of the evening will be later in the show, probably about 1:45. We will actually be bilocated to Creation Lightship, at which time you can request a personal physical healing, which you will do by speaking it out loud or writing it down. Before then, you're very welcome to send requests to certain rooms that you might want to visit. It can be something of nature or a certain kind of healing. If you've been on the show before or any of Ron's calls, you've heard of what those are. And the email to send that message to us is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can click on that fast chat link on the BBS radio station page, and we'll get both of those during the show tonight. So we hope to hear from you with any questions or testimonials you might have about the healings or something you'd like to ask Ron. So just to stick, we have many announcements, but I'll do those as the show goes on, Ron. And just to stick to the idea of depression, somebody did write in, let me just get to his testimonial. Here we go. Thank you so much, Ron, for the death barcodes removal clearing I have done recently. I had been feeling in crisis, and after running the clearing for 2 days, I feel younger and stronger. I walked full of energy for 3 hours across the city I was in during a storm. So that's fantastic. And in a question, I felt a strong urge of energy and emotion, especially on the third barcode. I wonder if this might mean that this is the barcode that was being activated on me at that time.
Yeah, I would say that would be correct, yeah. You're probably involved with that barcode.
Interesting.
Or it's already hit and the energy is already all around you, ready to come in. So I would say that would be correct.
Because they had been feeling, you know, not so great, before they did that. So I'm so happy to hear that they're feeling better. Then they say, I'm working hard now at hammering at the depression barcodes. As Ron kindly let us have this one inclusive with the death barcodes clearing. I think Ron is absolutely right. Depression seems to be the baseline. I also think the aliens always feed us false hopes and dreams that are often dashed cruelly, and this adds to the mileage they get out of it. Recently, I'd been trying for a new job and got an interview, thought it was going to be great, but then found out it wasn't good pay, etc. Live for ascension now. Feel very not of this world, staggering to the finish line of a very long race. So I think the depression barcode clearing, well, there's a whole life depression clearing on the website, which is also wonderful, and also the gift you gave us, as this listener said, of clearing the depression barcodes on the death barcode once you're done with them. It's very, very important. So, Ron, you have mentioned, and I fully agree, that it's a really important time to do the media clearing because there's a lot of world chaos going on now. And then I thought when you cleared the date, and I mentioned that when Roosevelt was inaugurated, it was the depression. And I think it's something, you know, that still might affect people. Like someone, yes, someone just wrote in, it really affected all of our parents. And that's something that certainly at that time, if people had the media clearing, that would have helped them out, right?
Yeah, that is correct, yes,
So, and today, there's this chaos energy and timeline. So how can you talk a little bit about how we can stay off these things that seem so big and real, like they're given names like the depression or and I don't know if anyone's given a name to what's going on in the world right now yet, but there's a lot.
Interesting. I'll just say maybe some of those cell phone towers are transmitting chaos to people, and they're responding to the chaos, relating to it somehow. The programs got maybe inserted, and that's probably why you see all this wacky stuff happening with, you know, the last election. I won't go into too much of that, but this stuff doesn't make any sense if you're a thinking person of why people are doing what they're doing or running these programs. So I think that what's out there is some kind of control medium by somebody to bring in chaos, and people are living in chaos, not knowing that, but that's how they're being controlled. So unfortunately, you know, what I would do is just do that, the clearing, you know, more often, be here now or something. Mind a heart drop more often, because you need to be able to stay peaceful with all this chaos and maybe people not understanding what's happening to them. They're just following programs. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm seeing is stuff that isn't making sense, and I think it made more sense, you know, before, we'll just say last September, for instance, you know, when things got heavy into the election stuff, and it's like, wow, this is really strange stuff going on here, you know. But so anyway, so I think the chaos energy is probably man-made, being transmitted to people. I can probably say that easily enough. And maybe the whole world is being transmitted this stuff from the alien races that are maybe in power, maybe physically or invisible or stuff is happening to sabotage humanity. Let's put it that way. So back to you. Or maybe not, excuse me, sabotage the few humans left here who are in humanity by all the clones that are here to disrupt everything. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, great. Is one of the symptoms of this chaos that's happening going to end up being depression for a lot of people?
Well, I'll probably transmit that, and it would be depression. People who live outside of themselves for cause, maybe they're on the wrong cause, or that energy is catching them. So they're not being who they are. They're just being mind controlled. So we need those sunglasses in the movie They Live, or The Truth. Back to you.
Okay. Yesterday, somebody had written in that they were in the hospital, and you did some sample healings for them. And another listener wrote in with a suggestion that the person do the entity conference call on Friday and do the intensive if they can this month, you know, at least do the remaining weeks that are left for this month, which is very nice. I know that when people write in a question, our other listeners like to participate and make some suggestions for them. And so thank you for that. And someone else wrote in, you talked about being a godparent last night, and someone said, I was a godparent 35 years ago, now I know better. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of people had that same thought that were have been involved. Okay. Question. Is there a multi-purpose or special barcode clearing that's like the seven generation? Like I think they're asking, there's the special healing has a seven generation clearing, so it does have that, and they're asking if there's a generational barcode clearing that's a general one.
I don't think it's going to pertain to you.
Right.
The barcodes are put on in this lifetime. And those barcodes, I would say typically, if you're looking at your past, could be related to your genetic past, and they'll be put on this lifetime also on your natal chart. So by doing the death barcode clearing, it goes back using the natal chart, we'll say, natal barcode, I should say, and you know, it'll be cleared that way. So when you come in here, they put all the death barcodes on you. And I'm sure they're using the information from your past genetics, or we'll just keep it simple, your parents who created you, they're your creator, and in that they gave you all your stuff, and your stuff now is has barcodes put on it for dying. So the aliens probably already know all that stuff. They're just using this lifetime. As far as going back for death barcodes, I personally would not go fishing. You don't want to awaken the beast, because you may have stuff inside of you dormant that's not even hooked up yet. So remember, you don't want to get hardwired again with more stuff. So I would not get too mental with it. Just do what you have in this lifetime. Back to you.
Great. And if you do have, though, the whole life special clearing and you have an issue that you've cleared on there, you may buy the seven-generation clearing as well, because sometimes a disease or condition is genetic and you may have inherited that. So that is available for you. And we're getting some room requests in, so thank you very much, people, for sending those in. And we have a question, Ron, and you've talked about this a lot, but I always know that since we are in the season where you do a lot of expos, people are needing some clarification. So this person would like more clarification on prayer, mentioned that Jesus prayed, and if you're in your heart center and do a personal prayer, is that okay?
Well, when I was in the body, I can't recall any time that he ever prayed, number one. Number two, I don't believe he was baptized. So you can scratch that he prayed and told people to pray, because that's something going outside of yourself, which is not any type of self-empowerment. And that's what he taught, go within. He didn't say go outside of yourself and connect to the aliens, the God energies. He always said go within. So I think that is all a fabrication of who decided to change things. Well, I'll go a little further into that. So you might say, well, they dug up this manuscript here and, you know, maybe whatever they found in caves, and they translated it over, and this is what's in there. Well, remember that the aliens can stop time and change anything they wish to do and have any type of thing buried somewhere else on the planet which somebody discovers. So remember, where are you when you're not here? What are the aliens doing when you're not here? What are they doing to humanity when you're not here? What are they changing in current events, etc.? So you have to remember that in past events. So I don't think he ever prayed, number one, and I don't think he's ever baptized. So that's my two bits there. So now as far as asking about praying, what are you connecting to? No? You don't know what you're connecting to. If it feels warm and fuzzy, you know that it's not source energy. And, as far as meditating, where are you going? What mind control energies are you using on yourself to sabotage you? Well, the whole thing is do the mind a heart drop and don't get hooked up to different things. So you could even look at meditation as, geez, I meditated, and, maybe I might want to do a media clearing on my meditation because of what I saw is like media. It's an input to you. Oh, do the mind a heart drop to become peaceful. That's what you're trying to boil down to after you get all frustrated and doing your mantras and stuff. You want to get peaceful, but the mantras will hook you up to the aliens because you're saying something, doing something that's repetitious. So anyway, so that's where I stand. Back to you.
Yes, Ron, that's great. Really great clarification. Thanks so much. Since I brought up the expos are coming up, I want to just remind people that if you're in New York or the New York area, Ron will be there at the New Life Expo, and it has a website, so you can look up all the details about it. It's this month, March 17th through the 19th at the Hotel New Yorker, and it's a wonderful opportunity to, of course, meet Ron, but also go into the special light chamber that he sets up, where you can just sit there, relax, and receive source energy, get a healing, and all sorts of wonderful treat things that happen when you go into that wonderful light chamber. I know we always get so many testimonials, Ron, after the expos of how wonderful everyone feels. And one of the things you can do at the expo is purchase these pictures of light beings that are mostly $10. I think one or two are $15 or $20. You can also purchase them through Ron's website, but sometimes he does have different ones at the expo. And then Ron activates it for you with your energy. So if you're going to be there, that's something you might want to do. And I know Kathy announced this last night, but a brand new lecture of yours, Ron, is on YouTube, and I started watching that today. It's really wonderful. And somebody has a question about the pictures. The video Ron has on YouTube, he has a black card that looks like a bullseye. He said if it were under a microscope, that's how our energy would look. I had not seen this before.
It's a Merkaba.
Familiar?
Yeah, that was a Merkaba. Maybe it showed that way, you know, on the filming. So it's like a bluish purple color, you know.
Right.
So
okay.
Black on that. I don't know, but that was the Merkaba energy that I energized.
Wonderful. And they go on to say, you said we can charge it with energy, and you did that with a small photo of the light being and the light ship insignia. And they're asking, what is that called and how much does it cost? So I hope that was clear. You can do that either online on the website, or if you're going to be at the expo, Ron will have them available for purchase there. And they are wonderful to have. And Ron is also doing lectures in New York, and they are going to be accessed, if you'd like to access them, via phone. It's only $30 to listen in. And if you click on the top of Ron's website where it says upcoming events, at the very top, please check upcoming events. When you click there, it takes you immediately to the PayPal payment of the $30, and then you'll be sent a phone number. It's very similar to how Ron does his monthly and weekday calls. So you'll get a phone number and a PIN number to call in, and I know I'm really looking forward to that, Ron. That's such a treat. And the lecture that's on there is really wonderful as well.
Diane, if anybody has any questions on the most recent Conscious Life Expo video, after watching it, you can always send something in to the co-host here, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can address that next week sometime. So, talking about the clone replicas and maybe making people real and things. So if you have any questions, from what's, kind of like brand new in a sense, be to you, you may want to just address the question and I can answer that for you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, I have not listened or rather watched that whole recording yet. There are many recordings on there that are all really, really wonderful to listen to. You can go back several years and they're all great. And then while we're on the subject of things you can listen to, we have a recommendation from a listener, because you've mentioned, Ron, that you can, you suggest actually people go back and listen to the archives of this show and some of the other radio shows you've done on other stations. So a listener wrote in to make a recommendation that the August 10th through the 15th in 2007, they recommend people listen to, and he says, a very inspired month for Ron, who really lets rip in a very disarming, vulnerable, and direct way about who he is and his mission here. It made me treasure his presence even more when he said Creation Lightship had more or less given up on us before his graceful coming. He also did a parallel life clearing, and I wonder if that could possibly be a future conference call.
I'll have to think on that one. I don't know.
Okay. There are now, of course, that was a long time ago, and things are always evolving, Ron, with you, and there are parallel life clearings now on the website. So I don't know if you feel... it's something we can think about, and maybe some other people will have some thoughts if that's something people think they want as a special call.
Yeah, we'll see what the people want. It'd be hard to say what they'd be doing on that one. We are doing the spirit and the box clearing coming up here. That'll be the next special clearing that we do. And what I will say, if you do want to listen to the workshops, lectures that I have, you first probably want to see when they are, number one. And then, go to, New Life Expo and look at the schedule of when I'm presenting. And then from there, it's all the same PIN number and phone number. So all you have to do is call in. So.
Right.
What can we do? Any special clearings maybe we could do right now to help people?
Yes, Ron. We talked about the media clearing, so maybe everyone could think of something that may have upset them on television or online or something, and we could clear that.
Okay, yeah, and the video will work three times if you look at it on YouTube. So... you may want to become real, possibly. I can put energy out of that maybe one or two times for you. So if you want to try that, go ahead. And so from there, just continue on here, and we will, your media. So think of media could even be what you looked at something, on your computer. Maybe you were, listening to the TV. Radio, etc., something pushed your buttons.
and all of a sudden now you're on that timeline. So what they're doing to you, basically, on media, is they are putting you onto a timeline that they're choosing to put you on. So we all know more recently about the fake news on the major TV stations, you know? So they are choosing to put you onto timelines. So here we go. I remember I talked about this quite a while ago. Somebody sent in a YouTube of all the different, must have been, 20 TV stations. And every one of them had the exact same phrase that they were saying it. Some of you might remember that. I think they said something maybe like 10, 15 words, and it was identical. And they showed all different TV broadcasts with the news, with these people saying this exact same thing. So you go, wow, what a way to program people. So anyway, media clearing, here we go. Somebody, if you remember that, anybody, and you saw that, maybe you could tell us what it is. Send us a little link here on the Fast Chat or something, and we can tell people to look at it. And you can see how mass programming is being used on us. So here we go. Remember, you don't know what the words are. They can give you words, but they may have a different meaning, okay? So here we go, media clearing. Think of something, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that may help you out somewhat here. I'll do it again. Maybe something else popped up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, by the way, what I do remember very well what you're talking about, because it happens all the time, and there's, I can't think of which show it is, but it's a comedy show where they show that all the time, like almost every day, Ron. Like, let's say somebody says, one newscaster says, oh, it's a circus out there, and then they'll show the clip of like 8 other newscasters on all across the different stations saying it's a circus out there today. So what someone sent in, I remember that. It's so common now. That like, and not only do people know what's happening, they're making jokes about, you know, how ridiculous it is.
Great, they're waking up.
Yeah, I guess so. You don't have to worry about what channel you listen to, because they're all saying the same thing.
Well, I'm glad I don't watch TV.
Right. And I guess, you know, we'd have to say it's really not funny. But it's, you know, it's interesting.
Well, maybe that's for the clowns. They got to get data.
Right.
And so they're getting their data on the TV now.
Right.
So maybe that's what they use now to find out, you know, what the information is going to be next, you know?
Right.
Now they got their heading in their file folder of what they got to look for tomorrow. So we'll go to the light ship, probably about a quarter till, you know, about 10 minutes away here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Somebody wrote in a thank you, Ron, for last Saturday's conference call. Which was a wonderful, the body blueprint renewal. And, you know, as the week went on, if anyone has noticed things that have happened, particularly with their skin and all that wonderful work Ron did, unfortunately I was partly absentee on that call, so I don't know all the details, but we would still love to hear from people. I know we got a lot of testimonials already, but I find with your healings, Ron, that as you progress through the days and weeks that follow, you start to notice how much has changed in your life and how much your health has improved. So somebody wrote in, was part of the last Saturday conference call. The cold is less chilling on me as the weather has gone from the 70s or 30, you know, switched around a lot to different temperatures, but you worked on our body temperature that day. Do you remember doing that, Ron?
Vaguely.
I think you know, again, I'm not 100% sure of the detail of what you did, but I think you kind of helped us get our body temperature regulated. Okay, we're getting a lot of room requests. Thank you, folks, for sending those in.
And just looking in the future here, I could do, if people are interested, we did the shackle clearing a long time ago and the pin clearing. We might be due for another shackle clearing if people may want that. I don't know. You know, if you just came on and maybe you just heard about what we're doing, or maybe you did the pin clearing, you know, a while back, and we have the shackle one, and you haven't done the shackle, maybe you want to have that. I don't know. So maybe you can put some requests in of maybe what type of special clearing you may like to have. And they normally would be probably done on Saturdays, maybe at, say, 1 o'clock or something. So anyway, we'll just throw that out there. You know, we already got the spirit in the box planned, so that'll be coming up here. So back to you.
Okay, and we got to thank you, for Ron, for the media clearing. And this person, actually, something came up for this listener from the past, so that's really great. That, I mean, it's not great that something comes up, but when something does come up for you like that from the past, it is a positive thing because it means it's something that was in you and needs to be cleared out. So, right, Ron, do you want to talk about that a little?
Yeah, if you do feel something going on or your body feels like it was changed, maybe you shiver, get goosebumps, you feel a bit lighter, that just means that the negativity is on you and you got slimed. And then the slime then goes into you, in a sense, into your body and starts causing illnesses. So that's how it all works. Like attracts like, so you want to get away from the negative energies, we'll call it, and even positive energies, because if it doesn't belong to you and you're bringing something into yourself, then your body's going to see it as a psychic attack and they'll start to harm you. So you want to be typically in neutral all the time. So that's where you want to live, in neutral, neutrality. So I guess back to you.
Okay. I believe this was gone over, but we've had a couple of questions. You recommended that the people who were on that special call last Saturday, that it, as a follow-up, it would be good to do the skin auric field clearing. And there's sometimes it's confusing because it's not, you're not going to be able to find it on the website. So just to review, and it's a wonderful healing. I can't recommend it more highly. It's $200. So to purchase it, you want to make a $200 donation through the PayPal link on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and then send your receipt to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will send you the codes to do the clearing. So, of course, you know, if you have any other questions about that healing or what it does or anything, you're welcome to send it in to the show, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Okay. So someone else wrote in that, again, for the person that had the problem with stiff joints that wrote in last night, they recommend the body rejuvenation for a day or a week or 6 weeks, and it's also on the body jumpstart bundle, and they also recommend the harmonic frequency clearing and timeline crashes. So again, thank you. Listeners always have great ideas for other listeners as far as what healings to do.
And talk about the... We have two clearings that's been up for a long time before we started doing timeline crashing. And these are the, I don't have the names in front of me. Let me see if I can get them real quick. But it's the, I want you to talk for a second and I'll bring these up in front of me. Maybe a couple minutes there.
Okie doke. Yes, I want to also announce to everybody that Ron is doing another expo very soon in California. It's going to be in San Mateo, which is a little south of San Francisco. If you're flying in, I think you'd fly into San Francisco. That one is called the New Living Expo. They also have a website where you can find out all the details. And that is going to be April 28th through 30th, also a weekend. They're always Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I don't have the exact schedules yet, but Ron will do a couple of lectures or workshops there also. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that at every expo, Ron constructs a beautiful small room that people go and sit in to be healed by source energy. Well, if you cannot attend, you are welcome to send a picture of yourself and your pets to Ron, and he said last night for a $150 donation, you can send your picture, and he will put it in the light chamber for the entire weekend during both expos. So it's normally $100 per expo, and he's giving a little bargain, and it's an amazing healing. And just all weekend, you'll be in there receiving that energy long distance, and for the whole weekend, you can just be requesting your healing. Just talk to the light beings or do what I do, which is write down your healing request. Ron has said in the past you can pin it on yourself like you're a little kid going off to kindergarten. Someone wrote in, media brainwashing news simply repeats the same taglines and phrases over and over. So they're thanking you for the explanation about media brainwashing, and that's very helpful, and as is the media clearing. Oh, I wanted to also add that the media clearing is only $20 for a month, I believe, and then you can add $50 and have that unlimited for life, and it's really, really worth it because it's so hard to avoid the news. Okay, Ron, are you back?
Yep, so the clearings that we had up for quite a while is clone bodies living on cloned Earths and also clone bodies living on cloned planets. So this was the original clearings that we had on the website, which would be timeline crashing in a sense, as a clone of you is living on a cloned Earth, which has happened, happens to you all the time. Maybe every 10 minutes if you're not in the present moment. And then you also have the ones on the different planets out there where you even don't know where you are. So those are two good clearings to do if you're kind of wondering, why they're on the website or, what to do about it. I can't say that they might be better than a timeline crash, but they could be. So we'll have to see if anybody's tried them more recently here, and how it compared to the timeline crashing. That's what we had on the website initially for people that I knew that were abducted daily, and we had to get them off of those particular locations. So that's why they're on the website. A lot of people just use timeline crashing, but this might have a little more horsepower at times. If you feel like, there's something grabbing you all the time, and you just don't feel like you're here, like you're spacey a lot, this clearing would probably fix that for you more than the timeline crashing would. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, great. It is quarter of, close enough anyway, a minute or two. No, it's quarter of. So I'm putting in to the chat here our room requests, and if you're ready, we can go to the light ship.
Here we go, everybody. So, this you can do live only on this program here. The light ship, we'll say it's multidimensional, goes everywhere, but we're going to take you up to it. And it will materialize physically as we go into the rooms. And here we go. If you're on an archive, this will only be giving you peace energy. So you need to get on the Friday programs that we have here. Get on the BBS show that we have, and it starts same time as Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So we're on station two tonight. So here we go. Going to the light ship, everybody. Bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hot tub room is normally where we go into first to help eliminate some of the toxins that you may have in your body. We have a room which is rose quartz, so let's go into that room. And you want to request one specific situation or problem that you're having with your body. Doesn't mean that you want to have something with your spirit done, or, you know, you want your mind to be dampened. No, it's physical body issues, you know. And you cannot ask for something for your twin flame, because that's not you as you're up there in your body. So it's strictly related to your physical body issues. So here we go. Bring that energy in from the rose quartz room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we have one for tall, I guess that's really tall, palm trees. Boy. Well, we'll see what they look like to you. So, palm trees, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If somebody wants to smell like some rainforest-type flowers, so here we go. Going to the rainforest flower room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have swans, going to the swan room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll be going to the food court shortly here to have a birthday party for everybody who was born in this month of March. And let's see what else we have here for rooms. Let's go into the room with the dolphins. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And looks like we have dragons. So let's go into the dragon room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we should go into the food court here. So, yummy. We're going there now and checking out different types of desserts that we could have. And at that point, you can select what you'd like. You can get seconds and thirds. It's just small little portions. So here we go. Selecting your special cake, dessert, pie, whatever it is. May want to get a salad or some soup. That's available too. And we now have what we requested. And I'm going to put it into our mouth right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll start to sing along with the light beans. Happy birthday for the people who are born in this month. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's get seconds now if you like that. You could try something else. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Go into a different room now. And we'll go into the room that I kind of like the tree room. So we'll go into that room. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 different types of trees. Depends what you like. It could be some oak trees, could be redwoods, pine trees, whatever you'd like to have the energy on. Elm trees. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And I think we're going to probably, for the people listening tonight only, it won't be on the archive, but have a request if we could stay on the dragons. So let's go on the dragons in the dragon room here. And we're going to be riding a dragon. And let's see. So let's just say that straight up on the hour, so about an hour and 10 minutes from now, you'll be coming back from the lightship. So you're going to have a good hour time flying with your dragon. So this should feel kind of neat. So here we go, going out of the lightship. And maybe checking it out and then going back inside of it. You may see something. You can also check out other rooms in the lightship or just go into a room and maybe you're going to be flying around the rainforest room. Your choice. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're doing that now, so we'll come back. Well, I can't take you back because you're up there. So to do some requests for healing, everybody, you have a little bit over an hour. And let's turn it back over to you, Anne. So enjoy having a ride on your dragon.
Thank you so much, Ron, and thank you everyone who requested all those terrific rooms that we got to visit tonight. And someone thought to ask you to allow us to stay on the lightship a little longer. I'll just remind everybody that the dragon you're riding on is a light being and a healer, so you can continue to talk to them and tell them what you'd like worked on. So, okay, Ron, we'll move on then. And by the way, you said before, if you're not on the show live, but listening to it as an archive, as many people do, you will only receive peace energy. But I just wanted to say that I've listened to many archives, and it really feels wonderful, the energy of the peace that you get during a show. Because I remember thinking, oh, it's if I miss a Saturday show, I won't bother re-listening to it, or, you know, listening to it later because I can't go to the lightship. And then I did, and I was so glad, because it really is, even though you don't get bilocated on the archive, it really does feel wonderful and peaceful. So I just wanted to add that.
Great.
So somebody wrote in a couple of suggestions. We were talking about special calls that you've been doing lately that have all been so wonderful. And they have two. I'm going to do their second one, they say, first. Nanotechnology removal for removing chemtrail effects, et cetera. That's one, and I thought that'd be interesting to talk about, Ron, because you do have a nanotechnology clearing on the website. What do you think about doing a special call for that?
We could do something like that. So I would need people to first do that clearing and maybe do it quite a bit to give yourself a head start, to get rid of stuff out of you. So the nanotechnology clearing is these implants. We'll just talk about that. It might be an easier way to talk about it as opposed to nanotechnology. So you have implants in you that are activated maybe by a certain frequency, or maybe it's a time code, whatever. Maybe they all work in time, but they're in you, and they could be in you for, you know, 1,000 years, your body genetics. And all of a sudden, you know, since the dark side knows what's going on because they created the script for you and everybody else, and they know what the future's like. So they may put these things in everybody and then activate them at a certain time. So the nanotechnology is already in you. We'll just call that implants. So these implants go off at certain times. And maybe it needs the chemtrails to activate these implants. I don't know, you know. It's hard to say, you know, how that is working. But kind of looking at that, just keep it very simple. So, yeah, I might do a call on that. It would probably be more like the maybe after June or something, I think. So we'll just see.
Okay, well, maybe the person who sent that in could write in again, you know, after, because Ron does have a very busy couple of months through March and April. So maybe could write it in again in May, and also the energies will have shifted a little. So they also are suggesting implants, Ron, which is, you kind of made it seem like they're almost like the same thing, or, you know, they're closely related. And we also have several implant removal clearings on the website, but you might come up with something, implants or barcodes, between now and then, that you might see that needs to be released from us.
Yep, you never know. So, yeah, that could be in the future.
Okay. Okay, so someone just sent in a testimonial. Cloned body on cloned Earth. I just ran cloned bodies on cloned planets, cloned bodies on cloned Earth, current and past lifetime for both. Running these clearings shifted me out of large-scale patterns in my life. Instead of shifting to a different groove on the record, this was like switching the whole record. With these, I also reran the ley line and grid line clearings for myself, and this combo made space for very big changes that are in line with my spirit. Highly recommend.
Oh, wonderful, yeah. Because you don't know what you're doing out there and how that energy, maybe thousands of timelines, are being mirrored back to you with a lot of force. And those timelines very possibly are controlling you from the beyondo. Oh, that's very good. So great. Thank you for sending that information over. Back to you.
Yes, I appreciate that very much. I haven't done it myself, and I feel like that might be one of those very powerful ones that we could overlook. Like I had been overlooking that ET underground industrial complex clearing, and I know you recommended it, and I did it, and several people did. Many people did, I think, and it's so powerful. So maybe that's going to be the next one for me, the cloned bodies and cloned Earth. So thank you, listener. So someone wrote in about their dragon riding.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, dragon riding feels gentle, and my dragon is sweet. It seems to sense my need for balance. No sharp turns, just so slow dips and dives. Thanks, Ron.
That's great. Yeah, I know initially when we talked about the cloned Earth, cloned planets, with you being there in those bodies. People were doing that, and that helped them out get rid of, to eliminate or almost get rid of dreams. So some people said they haven't had dreams for like 3-4 months after they did that clearing. So that's kind of how powerful it is. I can't say it'll stop your dreams, you know, if you do it, but at that time, years ago, people were saying, yeah, that's the way I got out of dreaming every night. That's a lot of power coming back to you for you to even recognize that you do have a dream. Remember, you're going into a really strong energy field for you to actually sense it here. Otherwise, you would be having, being overridden by dreams during your whole day. That would be kind of awful. But when you're sleeping, you're more susceptible to that energy coming in. But it doesn't just stop when you are sleeping. It's still going on continuously. You're just a little more aware of it. And so those two clearings help people because they wanted to know what to do for dreaming because they were having, maybe some people were having nightmares. So we mentioned that, I think, at one of the shows years and years ago. And that seemed to help them. So back to you.
Okay. Great, Ron. Yeah, it's always upsetting and disheartening to have those dreams. Okay, so we have a pet question, Ron. Someone, sadly, lost their pet. I won't go into all the detail. And they did immediately the deceased loved one, spirit, and emotional clearing for their pet. But then they felt like things were moving in their home, and they thought, it was like almost ghost-like, I guess they mean, and felt like it might be the cat energy. So the question is, are there other energies I should clear?
It almost feels like the other energies that you're feeling in the room is from other maybe dogs or cats.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I forgot to say that the person has lost two pets, so there was one further back. Maybe could it be that other pet?
That's kind of where I was going, yeah. It's possible okay. It could be some other pet or life form that used to hang out with your particular recent pet that is no longer here. And so very possibly the entourage of friends that it had are looking for it. Very interesting. So yeah, it's kind of the same thing. You know, if you had two cats or whatever, dog and a cat, and one of them is no longer here, well, the other one, it could come back as a spirit energy, we'll call it, or it could even be the emotional body looking for something to play with or to be with, hang out with, and it's not there, and you're now recognizing it. So, you know, maybe that energy would go directly into the pet so you wouldn't see the energy in your room. And now that your pet is not here, all of a sudden energy is still coming in, and you're seeing that. So that's what I would say it was probably. So back to you.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, somebody requested, unfortunately, we had already come back from the light ship. They requested the centrifuge room. And then they asked if you would explain the centrifuge room, and they feel it helps with addictions, which is very interesting. And the reason I wanted to bring it up, Ron, is you do often mention the centrifuge room on your monthly calls. For instance, we had one today from 1 to 5 was the water charging and the ascension preparation call, and tomorrow is an 8-hour call. So I'm sorry that we missed that request tonight, but please send that in again for next Saturday, the centrifuge room. But, Ron, could you just talk about that for a moment? Because often on our calls you will say you can choose, you know, go to the room of your choice. So maybe people don't know about the centrifuge room and they might want to request it.
To eliminate really stubborn energies that are really hard to get rid of. You know, maybe they're like a stealth energy inside of you. And so when you go into that room, it can a lot of times disperse it and release it from you. Oh, it's just for really stubborn energies that you can't seem to, you know, get a hold on or find it. And it's a part of you. In a part of you, you know, you can't see the forest or the tree, so this thing can help to separate this energy away from you. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, and somebody wrote in, thank you very much, to remind me, to remind everyone, that any whole life clearings you've done, and barcode clearings as well, you may run for your pets for free. That is one of Ron's many wonderful gifts he has given us. So thank you very much, listener, for that little reminder. And let's see, I think, we're getting near the end of the show here. So let me just check if we have more. Okay, someone wrote in to say they confirm they've not had dreams for years, and they've done the current life of that healing, and now they're going to do the past life. So I think they're referring to the cloned lives and cloned planets. And then they're tying up all the parallel life clearings, and then they're going to get the advanced version when that's complete. So anyway, they're happy to say they haven't had dreams for years, and that's wonderful.
Great. Okay, so we have our call tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's a 7-hour conference call, getting rid of alien critters and things living inside of you and on your skin. So hopefully you'll join us here. Let's do the mind a heart drop now. So thank you, ladies behind the scenes, for helping out. Thank you, listeners. We'll do the mind a heart drop. Here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud, so you say, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and enjoy your 55-minute dragon ride now. Bye, everyone.